Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In addition to the lesson just read, we base our meditation this morning on Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends, stand firm. Hold to the word, the traditions which you have been taught. In preparing this sermon, I was reminded, especially in conjunction with Psalm 46, I was reminded of Martin Luther's famous words, which he said at the Diet of Worms as he stood alone on trial. Here I stand. I cannot recant. God help me. The defense of the faith is indeed an important thing for us to consider. It is an important goal for us each to have. Our training at the seminary is meant to equip us so that we may be staunch defenders of God's holy word and of the faith. And certainly in this day and age, when the gospel is applied as the basic solution to social ills, and when God's holy law has been watered down to accommodate contemporary culture, and when God's entire holy word has been called into question, it is imperative that we as Christians defend that faith, that holy word of God. May God grant that each one of us may be strengthened and boldly do just that. But this standing firm or standing fast has a much more personal application for us. That same man who stood alone and boldly said, "Here I stand," also said these words, "God receives none but those who are forsaken. Restores health to none but those who are sick, gives sight to none but the blind, and life to none but the dead. He does not give saintliness to any but sinners, nor wisdom to any but fools. In short, he has mercy on none but the wretched, and gives grace to none but those who are in disgrace. Therefore, no arrogant saint or just or wise man can be material for God, neither can he do the work of God, but he remains confined within his own work and makes himself a fictitious, ostensible, false, and deceitful saint, that is, a hypocrite." How could Luther, that man who boldly confronted the authorities of his day, write these same words, and believe me, he applied them to himself. Forsaken, sick, blind, dead, sinful, fools, wretched, disgraceful. These are all terms that apply to each one of us. But do we admit it? Do we see ourselves in this light? Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often have we said those words? How often have we sung, "A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon"? But do we really feel assaulted on every side? Do we really feel a need for refuge? Do we really flee for refuge? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The trouble referred to in Psalm 46 is not just the mere trouble of human illness or tragedy or a difficult test or a difficult class or a problem student. The trouble is much more basic than that, much more severe than that. It is the trouble of our own rebellious, sinful natures. It is the trouble of our own sinful pride. It is the trouble of the enticing world around us. It is the trouble of the subtle attacks of Satan. And the little sinner just within each one of us wants to say, I can stand and I can defend myself. We think that we can stand firm on our own, holding to our own knowledge and abilities. We think we can prove ourselves self-sufficient. We begin to make excuses. We transfer our guilt to someone else, blaming them for our sin. We seek the approval of our peers. In short, we set up our own defense mechanisms in order that we might maintain our own integrity and pride. We circumvent, we bypass the glory that is due only to our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says in our text, and it was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet we each, at one time or another, think that we should receive even a small part of that glory which is due only to our Savior. My friends, it is only when we are stripped of our own pride, when we fall on our faces confessing our own wretched condition and our helplessness, total helplessness. It is only when we are condemned, exposed by the law, brought to ultimate despair, that we see our need for refuge and comfort and strength. And it is then, my friends, that our gracious and loving and merciful God picks us up and washes the filth of sin from us with the blood of his own dear Son, and clothes us in the white robes of his righteousness, and stands us up and says, you are my dear child. I will support and I will sustain you with my word of promise. Rise, be of good cheer, my child. Your sins are forgiven. We stand firm, believing, holding on to that precious word, protected by the fortress of our God's mercy and grace, armed with the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of Christ's righteousness, wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is God's holy word, not ours. We do not, my friends, nor cannot we stand firm alone. As we go about our daily lives, we stand firm only because of this gracious word of promise, as it empowers us to place all of our reliance and trust on our gracious God. And the work that our Savior Jesus Christ has accomplished in our stead, on our behalf, that sacrificial death, that suffering for our sin and our guilt. Yes, we will stumble. We will fall. We will be repeatedly brought to the depths of despair and loneliness. We will encounter frustration and trials and tribulations. We will fall short of giving glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will succumb to the temptations of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. But God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He, and He alone, will protect and sustain us, continually lifting us up in His loving and gracious arms, comforting us and empowering us to continue to serve Him. As we leave this place, my friends, each in our own time, and each to the place which God has already prepared for each one of us, may we be enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the whole counsel of God. Let us not take up the sword of the law and simply scratch or prick the consciences of the sinners placed under our care. Let us not take that same sword of the law and use it as a prod to motivate them to good works. But let us take that sword of the law and slash to the bone, exposing them, exposing their own wretched, sinful condition, exposing their own helplessness to do anything about it. But then let us follow immediately with the healing balm of the gospel. Let us lift them up with the news that though your sins be as scarlet, they are now white as snow. That Jesus Christ, God's own innocent Son, has paid for every sin and all of your guilt. And you can stand firm in that, my friend. Stand firm holding on to that promise. For you now have salvation. You are reconciled with God, and you have the sure hope of eternal life. And it was for this He called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. God indeed is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen.